Excuses for sin. Those excuses are a huge deception.
Now, sin deceives in three ways, I said. The first one, it deceives in regard to the satisfaction that can be found in sin. Secondly, it deceives in regard to the excuses that can be made for it. First excuse people offer is everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Oh, mama, why can't I date? Everybody's dating. Let me ask you a question. If your daddy went on a date with some girl or woman in the church here, left you and your mom at home, went on a date, would you feel that was improper? But all he's doing is he's just a friend. They're just going out to have some fun. Is that okay? You say, wait a minute. When a guy and a girl gets together like that, you know, or a man, old man and a young woman, I mean, you know, that's kind of like a sexy thing to do. I mean, I don't want my daddy doing that. What if your daddy just holds hands with somebody? You see him at the mall. He thought he was at work, but he's at the mall walking down there holding hands. Would you think there was a problem there somewhere? Now, let's take it another way. Young fella, you're going to get married someday. How would you feel if somebody came up and gave your wife a big smooch after you married her? So I hadn't seen you in a while, smack, slobber, slurp. Now, you look over and you say, what are you doing to my wife? Oh, it wouldn't mean anything about it. We weren't going to go too far. I mean, as far as we're going with it. You know, we don't go too far. You say, but she's my wife. You don't do that to my wife. That's the way you'd feel, right? Well, what about if right now, you hadn't met your wife yet. She's up Missouri, or down Florida, or up in Washington State. So you haven't met her yet. But right now somebody's slurping on her. How's that make you feel? I mean, when you marry, you are going to marry her. I mean, it'll be her. It won't be her from that point forward. It'll be her that you'll marry. So whatever's happening to her right now, that's what you're going to marry. So he is slurping on your wife. Right now. Now, sin deceives in regard to the pleasure that can be found in it. And sin also deceives in regard to excuses that can be made for it. Say, but we're in love. Listen, I was in love 40 or 50 times between the time I went through puberty at 7 years old and got married. I do exaggerate a little bit, maybe. But it seemed like it. I mean, I was in love lots of times. If you kissed every girl that was in love, you'd have to create a yearbook for it. I even talked to some of those girls I loved. You know. It's real easy to love a girl. In fact, you're made to do that. I could give you a description of what it takes to love one, but it's not much. It's a pretty simple, straightforward thing of nature.
We're happy you could listen today and hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to check out our great current specials.